You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer, and I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. I have my Decider column up there. We do have some action here on Thursday, the Bills and Patriots. So, interesting game. I think you'll play your principals tonight, Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, other side, and Ramondre Stevenson. But don't overextend it. It's the cold weather game in New England. And we also have a pretty low total here, under 44, and also looking at potential Bill Belichick versus Sean McDermott. So I don't expect a lot of scoring. Player principles here in the Bills-Patriots game. We'll get into more of what I like about the Bills wide receivers here on this show as we break down wide receivers, tight ends, and defenses here on a matchup Thursday. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. We're free and available to you on all platforms. And I also have to tell you that across the network here, it's Crossover Thursday, and that's presented to you by Prize Picks, our friends here, our daily fantasy football sponsor. Prize Picks is so much fun, it's easy to play. No competing with other players, just you versus the projections available. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times their money on your entry. It can literally take less than 60 seconds to enter. It's that easy. We love Prize Picks, and we'll give us our Prize Picks picks of the week on Friday's show. We know you will too, so get into the game. There we'll give you some advice to even play and make it easier. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. All right, let's dive right in. A lot of stuff to talk about. First, we'll knock out the wide receivers we are playing and who we like this week. That are no-brainer starts. Put them in your lineup in most size leagues here. Whether you're playing standard, half-point, or full-point PPR, A.J. Brown tops my list. It's a revenge game against the Titans. He wasn't happy about how that went down. He's happy, of course, in Philadelphia. But it's been quiet for a few weeks with A.J. Brown. He's had an illness, another injury. Slow down. The coverage attention has gotten greater on him with no Dallas Goedert. But I think this is a game that he'll break through. And the Titans will have a lot of trouble covering him. He's just a physical receiver. They're good at containing receivers there on the outside, but really struggled last week against T. Higgins. Similar big-bodied guy here. So A.J. Brown here at number one. Stephon Diggs, New England on the outside. Jalen Mills is a little bit banged up. So I do like Diggs quite a bit this week. They'll keep it simple, throw a lot to him. I know the Patriots toggle between zone and man defense. Diggs can eat up both, so I do like Diggs at number two this week. Davante Adams, he's been on a heater. Very quiet, actually, last week. Didn't get to 100 yards or score against the Seahawks, but I think he rebounds this week against the Chargers, who have some injuries on the outside here. So Davante Adams at number three. Justin Jefferson coming off a big game against the Patriots. He doesn't drop any lower than four. You know, Sauce Gardner, I think they'll scheme him open. Kevin O'Connell's smart. They'll put him middle of the field, move him around a little bit. So I don't like the other receivers as much, really, this week. Jefferson, we know, double teams, shut down guys. He can burn them all. Tyreek Hill is coming up next. The Dolphins have a pretty explosive pass game. We know that. The 49ers do have a former Chief as well that's pretty good, Chavarius Ward. So interesting matchup of former Kansas City players, but they'll scheme Hill open. He's going to get it going. The secondary still has other injury issues without Emmanuel Mosley, so he comes in to number five. Debo Samuel in the same game. I know they have Xavien Howard, but they can move Debo Samuel around the formation. We're also tracking the Christian McCaffrey injury with the knee. He's got an irritation. Does the switch to maybe a Jordan Mason, Ty Davis Price, maybe committee of rookies change it to using a little bit more Samuel in the backfield? I think it would, but Debo, again, working away. I think it could be a little tough for Brandon Ayuk if Xavien Howard is on the outside. But Samuel, I do like in number six. Jamar Chase should return. Let's really feel good about that. And T. Higgins back-to-back here against the Chiefs. So they're going to be working on rookie corners. Giddy up. Shoot out. Love it. Hit Chase and Higgins there. Jalen Waddle not too far behind Tyreek Hill. I have him at number nine this week. 49ers secondary. I think they're interchangeable, making big plays. Now, Amari Cooper, Derek Stingley Jr., we'll see about him. He didn't practice there with a hamstring still, so there's a chance he's going to miss a third consecutive game here. That's going to open things up for Cooper. And again, Cooper, with the return of Deshaun Watson, you got to like him in his usage, and his production has been rather consistent of late, whether it's home or away. CeeDee Lamb, the Colts have a little bit of injury issue with Kenny Moore in the slot, but Moore hasn't been all that great this year. And then CeeDee Lamb lines up about 40% of the time there. But on the outside, he's a tough matchup for Stephon Gilmore. So looking at CeeDee Lamb still in the top 12 this week as a wide receiver. One, Keenan Allen. Welcome back, Keenan Allen. He had a big first game, a little bit quieter last week, but man, he looks good, the old Keenan Allen. The Raiders, Nate Hobbs, they opened up the window for him to return here, but Allen's going to eat up this Raiders secondary wherever he's lined up this week. Chris Godwin, maybe a little bit tough sledding for Mike Evans, so you look at Godwin eating up in the slot after two big games in a row. Christian Kirk in the slot against the Lions. We saw what Isaiah McKenzie did. That's a great matchup for Kirk to rebound. Speaking of the Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown in the same matchup against the Jaguars secondary. Gabe Davis at 16 here, so two Bills pretty high again. Mike Evans, we're going to hope that Marshon Lattimore doesn't play to help this matchup. If not, it's going to be really tough for Evans. But I feel like just as we write off Evans, that's when he can explode. So I don't want to take him out of my lineups here if I can avoid that. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, back-to-back against the Rams. They're pretty interchangeable at this point, inside, outside, whatever they do. There's Jalen Ramsey, so they'll see a little bit of him on either side here. So I still like them to be productive, just a little bit lower than that Raiders matchup from last week. Terry McLaurin, the Giants secondary, has some injury issues with Adoree Jackson and Fabian Moreau. So looking at a little bit of McLaurin doing some damage there for Taylor Heineke. Chris Olave, the Buccaneers secondary. Carlton Davis not playing the shutdown way at Olave's key. Brent Ayuk, I don't take him out even with Xavier Howard. Cortland Sutton, looking at him. It's a tough Ravens secondary, but Marlon Humphrey has a hamstring issue, so that could limit him or keep him out this week. That would help Cortland Sutton get some decent volume of production against the Ravens with Russell Wilson. Michael Pittman, don't love the matchup. Don't expect a lot, but he is the number one, and they're throwing him quite a bit with Matt Ryan in that intermediate Colts passing game. Devonta Smith, maybe the attention to A.J. Brown will get Devonta Smith going, but he's been pretty solid here the past several weeks as they've looked a little bit more to him and less to Brown as the coverage attention has kind of rolled here to the Eagles number one, but I think there's room for both of these guys to produce. I think it's going to be a lot of Eagles passing, a lot of Titans running. That's how these games and the teams are going to play each other in that one. So that's your top 25 wide receivers. I'll get into wide receiver starts and sits as well as the tight end rankings that I have for week number 13 here. Can't believe it's week 13. And really, it's the NFL season, and we're trying to learn more about what's going on the field and off the field. Well, there's a great way for you to do that on Audible. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. Find Think Like a Champion now wherever you get your podcast. Think Like a Champion is a brand new podcast from Russell Wilson and Audible. Yeah, so get inside. Russ is a champion on the field, but off of it, we really know the grind to the path to greatness here. Russell Wilson alongside co-host Harry Wilson and the late Trevor Maswell dig into high performance athletes, artists, and leaders pushing the boundaries of their potential. So yeah, so good stuff right there. Here, two-time Super Bowl champion and MVP Von Miller delivers sharp insights about performing at your highest level in moments of extreme pressure. NCAA champion Tim Tebow discussing how to find your unique personal mission in the world. Each episode features interviews with Olympic medalists, NFL stars, and business leaders. It's available for free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. Think Like a Champion is the name of the show. Head over to Audible there to check it out, and head over to Locked On Presents for a sneak peek of Think Like a Champion, or catch the full series available anywhere you get your podcasts, available everywhere. Now, again, that's Russell Wilson alongside co-hosts Harry Wilson and the late Trevor Mowat. Audible, get in the game to get in on Think Like a Champion. All right, it is time to get into our wide receiver start and sit advice here on the show. Before we do that, thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with the local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, it is time to look at those wide receiver starts and sits here. So, the guys that I mentioned, Garrett Wilson, love him this week against the Vikings. They have Patrick Peterson, he's played pretty well, but the rest of their secondary, without Cameron Dantzler, has struggled, Chandon Sullivan and the like. So, Garrett Wilson will stay hot here. The Vikings allow the most passing yards and attach him to Mike White this week. If you're looking in DFS, Josh Palmer, he didn't do a lot last week. It was a little bit of a DeAndre Carter week, thrown a little bit elsewhere, but Palmer against the Raiders, he will crush it this week. I like George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. I know I haven't been a fan of Deontay Johnson because the production hasn't been there, but it's going to happen this week against that Falcons secondary. Maybe you'll look at George Pickens, take it away from A.J. Terrell. Pickens is a Georgia guy. Deontay Johnson is going to break out at some point, and I think this is the week against that Falcons secondary. Christian Watson and Allen Lazard also love that Packers duo against the Bears. We know what Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore did there to that Bears secondary, and same issues. Kyler Gordon is hurt. Their safety Jaquan Brisker is hurt, and now you have little Vildor as well. So really thin in that secondary and exploitable, and we know Aaron Rodgers playing through that ribs injury is going to exploit those guys. Now, Treylon Burks, I know the matchup is tough, but Darius Slay and James Bradbury have been beaten recently. Burks is a big play guy. I think he'll get it off the running game and play action here. So good game as well. I can't guarantee that he'll recover a fumble for a touchdown, but he's looked good here, and I think the yardage and volume continues here. All right, Tyler Boyd. I mean, we've liked Boyd for a few weeks now. He had the one big game while Jamar Chase was out, but I think Chase being out is going to help him. But Higgins and Chase maybe getting some double teams with those rookie corners, getting some help, maybe moving around the safeties. That should open up the middle of the field a little bit to work the slot for Boyd. Decent PPR day, I think like a 7-for-80 type game could be in store here for Tyler Boyd. I think Joe Burrow is going to go nuts this week. Brandon Cooks there. Cooks will be a bit motivated. The Browns secondary beat up here with Denzel Ward and Greg Newsom. So I do like Brandon Cooks' volume-based play. Zay Jones, we'll see. He has a bit of a chest injury, but I think he'll go against the Lions. And he's actually been good the last couple weeks, not just blowing up against the Ravens. So I love Zay Jones here, more so than Marvin Jones, the former Lion, and playing off Christian Kirk. So, again, Trevor Lawrence, you got to like him this week. And I like Sky Moore this week. This is a little bit of a deep cut here, but you have Juju Smith-Schuster a little bit banged up. Kadarius Toney's probably not going to play. Marcus Valdes-Scantling is dealing with an illness. So Justin Watson, all these other guys are banged up in some form. So I do like Sky Moore this week. I think he's going to put it together in a big game against the Bengals out of volume this week. All right, so there's the wide receivers I do like here that we're going to look at on the fringes that we look at. We mentioned I do like Sky Moore. I do not like Juju Smith-Schuster. If they work him in the slot, they're pretty more vulnerable on the outside now with Eli Apple. We know what his struggles were with Tyreek Hill in the playoffs last year. So that matchup is there. You also have looking at Cam Taylor-Britt on the other side. So, but Juju in the slot, they're pretty tough here. So I'm not going with Juju at all. Mike Hilton is there. So I'm just avoiding Juju. Again, a matchup of Steelers there in the middle. And they've been pretty shut down of those slot receivers if you look at it with the Bengals' body work. Now, don't look at the Patriots receivers. I don't know what you're going to get between Jacoby Myers, Devontae Parker, Nelson Agholor, Tyquan Thorne. Just forget them against the Bills. Darius Slayton, the Commanders secondary, starting to play a little bit better here. I'm not trusting anything with the Giants passing game this week. I don't trust Curtis Samuel. Didn't get involved too much in the passing game. They all of a sudden involved Diami Brown and multiple tight ends there, so that really hurt Curtis Samuel. They're kind of using him as a gadget now all of a sudden. They're the high-volume guy, and I think that has to do a little bit something with Taylor Heineke being in there versus one Carson Wentz. Adam Thielen, I said I do like Justin Jefferson, fine, but Sauce Gardner and the rest of the secondary, DJ Reed, you cannot play Thielen in that game against the Jets, even after the nice game against the Patriots with a touchdown. Paris Campbell, you can't go with Paris Campbell against the Cowboys, really. Michael Pittman, I don't feel great about, or Alec Pierce, anything in this passing game, so not only Paris Campbell. Michael Gallup, you'll probably see the Stephon Gilmore matchup as much, so I'm going to say no, and the Odell Beckham Jr. rumors, we don't know how that affects him. All Falcons, Drake London, Olamide Zaccheaus, I don't want any part of those guys against the Steelers. Same thing with these replacement Rams who are Ben Skowronek and Van Jefferson, and now Lance McCutcheon, who's hurt. So I don't like it. Seahawks secondary is tough here. We saw what they did containing Devontae Adams last week. I'm not going to trust Chase Claypool or Dante Pettis or Equanimeous St. Brown, any of those guys here in this game against the Packers without Darnell Mooney on the shelf here for the season with the ankle injury. And the Ravens, no. I've tried too much with Devin Duvernay and James Prochet and DeMarcus Robinson. I just don't like any of those guys here against that Broncos secondary this week. So there you have it on that front with the start-sit advice at wide receiver. Now let's get into our tight end rankings. We'll get into the tight end starts and sits here in our final segment, as well as defense and special teams advice. I actually have quite a few tight ends that you should play this week. That this position has kind of been trashed a little bit, but it's coming back here late in the season. Travis Kelce, no-brainer against the Bengals at number one. Mark Andrews, getting close to that touchdown, needs to get it. You got to throw inside against the Broncos, so I do have him at number two. George Kittle, the Dolphins give up a lot of scores to tight ends as well. And again, the injuries could make them throw to Kittle a little bit, as well as Xavier Howard on the outside. Pat Freiermuth, quiet game. We thought he was going to do more against the Colts, but he'll get in on the fun here with Pickens and Deontay Johnson against the Falcons. David Njoku, again, the return of Deshaun Watson is going to help the Texans. Zone defense also working in the middle of the field, so you got to keep playing Njoku. Dalton Schultz, two touchdowns last week. Do like him against that Colts. Kind of cover two zone type of issue that they run. And TJ Hockenson, a little bit tough matchup against the Jets, but he's still key, really the number two target behind Jefferson there. So those are your top seven tight ends, the no-brainer tight ends that you should put in this late in the season. Don't get too creative here. If they're getting volume and they're the key guys on their team at that position, go there. That's for sure. We will close the show looking at the tight end starts and sits, as well as all the things you need to know about defense. Before we do that, I got to tell you about Bet Online. It's exciting time of the year with the World Cup in full swing, as well as the NFL playoff run. NBA and NHL seasons are here. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. We've got it all there for you at BetOnline.net. If you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use a mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to close the show here on a Thursday, Matchup Thursday on Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll do that right now. Let's look at the tight end starts and sits, the harder decisions here. Tyler Higbee, Seahawks, cheat code, tight end, the easy, plug and play, young quarterback, rely on the tight end. Higbee, yes, against the Seahawks. The Raiders are pretty bad against the tight end. There we know. And Gerald Everett disappointed in that cheat code matchup against the Cardinals last week, but he did get the two-point conversion. So he did come through with a touchdown, only counted for 2 points in that game. So I think he gets going. All the pass catchers through the principals here would be Allen, Palmer, and Everett getting it done against the Raiders. Foster Moreau here against the Chargers. Chargers are giving up a little bit more to the tight end. Derwin James, their fine safety, a little bit banged up as well. So Moreau, I think, is going to do well again for a second straight week after taking advantage of that Seattle matchup. Juwan Johnson, the Buccaneers have given up some tight end touchdowns. We know that. They gave up one to Njoku last week. So looking at Juwan Johnson possibly returning into the end zone. Tyler Conklin, revenge game for Tyler Conklin, the underrated revenge game. Everyone knows about the A.J. Brown one, but I think he thought he was going to stay in Minnesota and be the key guy. Irv Smith now on the shelf. So we look, obviously, they traded for Hockenson, but Tyler Conklin's going to be motivated. Good matchup there against the Vikings after Hunter Henry did damage on them last week. Evan Ingram bounced back. The Lions are just bad against the tight end. They just didn't get Dawson Knox enough targets there against him for the Bills last week to produce. Now here the week starts, Dawson Knox. I'm just not going to go with him. They need to throw to him more. I think that's the problem, is they're not very consistent throwing to him. It doesn't matter what kind of defensive scheme they see. So I just can't fully trust Dawson Knox. Hayden Hurst, I think he'll be the odd man out with Jamar Chase back, with Chase, Higgins, and Boyd going off against the Chiefs. Greg Dulcich, I'm not forcing this. It's just terrible. The matchup is decent against the Ravens, but the rookie is just a little bit overwhelmed and not making the plays that could be there. Cole Kmet was fun while it lasted. Packers are pretty good against the tight end. Robert Tonyan. Bears are not going to need to worry too much about Tonyan because the Watson and Lazard are going to go off the outside. Hunter Henry, the Bills always tough against the tight end. They also have Tremaine Edmonds back as well, so that makes the coverage especially tough with those guys. And Jordan Poyer and Matt Milano in coverage. And Jordan Akins, don't chase that game with Kyle Allen last week. It's not going to happen this week. It's the Browns again. You can get after the Browns a little bit more outside. So those are your start sit guys there at tight end. Let's transition for defenses, the ones that are easy to play. The Cowboys at home against Matt Ryan and the Colts, absolutely. Sunday night special. Ravens against the Broncos and Russell Wilson, absolutely. Seahawks against Bryce Perkins and the Rams. It's a road game, it's a little concerned, but great streamer this week. The Bills, they're Thursday night. Yeah, they'll come through against the Patriots. Buccaneers at home against the Saints and Andy Dalton. Dalton, terrible in primetime. We know what the Cardinals did to him there in fantasy football. You have the Browns as well. The Browns playing the Texans, and Kyle Allen, doesn't matter. Kyle Allen, Davis Mills, has been pretty bad for them in the past game. 49ers, I actually like them. People might avoid them against the Dolphins, but keep in mind the two tackles are hurting. Terron Armstead is definitely going to miss the game. It's going to create some sacks and potential takeaways for Tua. Maybe the toughest game there with mistakes for Tua all season. The Commanders, don't be afraid of Daniel Jones on the road. This Commanders defense playing really well. They stopped the run. They're going to maybe get some old-school turnovers from Jones. Steelers, again, T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick, these dudes are back. They're in full swing together. I am going to say they're going to make some plays against Marcus Mariota this week. Packers, again, if it's Trevor Siemian, they have potential for some sacks there. This offensive line a little bit banged up for the Bears. So they have to drop back. They get a lead. They're going to be in good position here, an angry defensive performance. Vikings, they're at home. I think you'll get Mike White to make a few more mistakes this week. And Vikings do have a pretty good pass rush there with Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter. Now, on the weak side of things, don't play the Jets at the Vikings. The Vikings are pretty protective. We saw what happened to the Patriots. Broncos, nope, you're not going there. The Ravens are also pretty protective, and they'll probably run with Lamar Jackson in their backs to cut into what the Broncos can do. The Eagles, I'm not going to play them because I think the Titans are going to control things with the running game, and the Eagles are going to maybe play from behind in this one, so I don't like them. Chiefs, no way. I saw them in a lot of the top 12s this week. They were valuable last week and fine. They didn't explode against the Rams, so I'm not going to play them against the Bengals. And the Patriots continue to sit them after the Vikings' disappointment in Buffalo on the road again in Week 13. So there you have it. There's a breakdown. That was pretty rapid fire here on the show here to get you through all the key analysis here at these positions. So we want to make sure that you have comprehensive look, wide receiver and tight end. That should cover most of the options that you're looking at this week here. Now, again, we really like the rookies this week. That's the takeaway. You look at George Pickens, you look at Garrett Wilson. I think Chris Olave is going to be pretty productive. So those three have been the kind of the posters there. But Sky Moore is also a guy that we can dig deeper for, and I think he's going to produce what we're looking for. Treylon Burks is starting to come on here, so really like it. These rookie wide receivers that we're expecting things of. Jahan Dotson was the hot guy early, remember, but he got the hamstring, then he got a little bit deep buried in the depth chart where the Commanders were with Taylor Heineke, so that kind of hurt with no Carson Wentz. But you might see Jameson Williams back. So these rookie wide receivers, not only here in fantasy for 2022, but I think they'll blow up and they'll have some great careers starting in 2023. So young wide receivers, get youth, speed, big playability on your team, and things are going to be special. So like, I think a lot of these guys, Pickens, Wilson, Olave, they're going to be wide receiver twos with a bullet that can easily finish in the top 12 here going forward starting in 2023. So again, there's that. And the tight end, again, the landscape is not as bad as you think. I think you'll get good performances by the old big three, Kelce, Andrews, and Kittle this week. So again, tight end opportunities created, and you have to look at those matchups and those numbers now. They're a little bit more telling with what we know with coverage. And if a team struggles against tight end, we've seen it with the Seahawks and Cardinals, they're going to keep struggling against a tight end. So things we analyze, look at there, but also what teams leave open in the middle of the field versus what they do on the outside. That's how you kind of figure out what wide receiver and tight ends make really great plays and the ones you may want to avoid in a particular week here. So good stuff all around here on a Thursday, a matchup Thursday on Locked On Fantasy Football. Defense and special teams, we don't forget about that because they can make difference in your games as well. And a lot of them are tied to struggles in the passing game and turnovers and the like there as well. So it's all correlated here in fantasy football. It all comes from reality into fantasy, and we got to break it down to give you the best analysis here for fantasy. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. It's available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. For Locked On Fantasy Football, for Matchup Thursday, looking at the wide receiver, tight end, and defense special teams recommendations of the week. This has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great night. Hope you get what you need out of the Bills-Patriots game. And we'll wrap up looking at DFS there and our injury report on Lineup Friday.